Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Andre Reed, 2014 Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Trey Hendrickson, defensive end for the New Orleans Saints, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, this is Micah Kaiser, linebacker for the LA Rams. You're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
This is Washington guard Wes Schweitzer, and you're listening to the Pro Football Chase podcast.
Hey, it's Eric Harris, safety for the Las Vegas Raiders, and you're listening to Pro Football Chase podcast.
It is Friday, March 12th on the Pro Football Chase podcast, and I have Arkansas DB Jerry Jacobs joining me for an interview as he prepares for the upcoming NFL draft. Jerry, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me on the podcast. You know, thank you for the opportunity. But I'm doing wonderful. How you doing?
I'm doing well myself. It's been a good week. We've already reached Friday afternoon, and as I always am, excited to interview draft prospects. And I was telling you off the air that the NFL draft's coming up really quick at the end of April. I know that you are training for the next level. We just had your pro day on Wednesday. We're going to touch on that as we work through this interview. But Jerry, first I want to talk to you about your initial start at Hutchinson Community College, where you earned all conference honors in your only season there. What led you to go the JUCO route coming out of high school?
I got in a couple of troubles. You know, I did good my sophomore year. I did get put up some good numbers. And then my junior year, I got in trouble. And then I ain't played my whole season. And then my senior year, you know, I got in a couple of trouble. But I only played a couple of games. So, like, a lot of teams, you know, were telling me that I should go to JUCO route. You know, eventually they was going to hit me up. I was going to go D2 because, you know, my grades weren't good, too. But a lot of JUCO teams started hitting me up at, like, during the last period of signing day. You know, I did a lot of research on a couple of them. And I thought Hutchinson was my best choice to go to. So I ended up picking there. You know, I looked at the research. They had some good players come out of there. And, you know, I took their route.
From there, you went on to play 2 years for Arkansas State from 2018 to 2019, compiling 52 total tackles in 17 games over your two seasons there, 40 solo, 4 for loss. How important was that playing time for your development as a player?
It was important, man. You know, Arkansas State came off of me soon I got in JUCO because they know, they told me, they was like, man, you don't belong here. But, you know, I had to go to rock because of my grades. They offered me soon I got in there, and they was rocking with me the whole way through. And they were just telling me, like, when I need to come in, all I need you to do is just lock up the number one receiver we give you, like, you know, play man corner. And I was like, man, I can do that, you know. So I took that route, and I went there and did my thing.
You transferred to Arkansas from Arkansas State as a graduate during the offseason. You started the Razorbacks' first 3 games of the 2020 season, recorded 17 tackles, and then you decided to opt out in late October and prepare for the upcoming NFL draft, which you are. And so that moves me to your Arkansas Pro Day, where you posted a 4.48 40, 34.5-inch vertical jump, 4.4 short shuttle. How satisfied are you with that performance?
Man, them numbers all around, man. Honestly, I heard a lot of numbers. I asked one scout, he told me 4.38. You know, I see a lot of numbers. So, them numbers that they posted, I don't know if I'm satisfied with them, but I know I jumped a 34. I know I wasn't really satisfied with that, but abroad, I did good. And my three cones could have been a little better, but I think I did good a little overall, but got a couple teams hit me up after, so I think they was impressed.
It seems like you've produced at every level thus far, Jerry, a very under-the-radar type prospect, but everywhere you've been able to excel as a cornerback. So what makes you confident in your ability to excel in the NFL?
versatile. I can play any DB position you put me at. You know, I play each one every throughout my whole life. You know, so I can come up and I can be the playmaker. You know, I can lock up your number one receiver. I can do whatever you need me to play special teams. So,
what would you say is your best trait as a defensive back?
Man, honestly, you can put me on anybody. I feel like I can lock up. And I just, you know, shut them up.
I know you talked about special teams, and that's a very important part for draft prospects to get a roster spot on an NFL squad. How open are you to being a special teams ace to begin your NFL career?
I'd be open, very open. You know, I'm blessed for the opportunity. So whatever they need me, I told you I'd play.
What leadership qualities can you bring to an NFL organization?
Hardworking, dedicated, you know. Leading by example, by just going out there and doing whatever needs to be done for the team to win.
Versatility is also on your side, Jerry. As you just mentioned, playing corner, safety. So if you're given an opportunity with an NFL team, how comfortable can they be with your ability to play all positions in the secondary but also be effective?
I think they'll be very comfortable. A lot of teams like my size, you know, like my speed. So, like, I feel like they'll put me around like anywhere they need me to in the secondary, honestly.
Has there been any curiosity from the teams that you've spoken to, Jerry, about a small sample size from the 2020 season? And if there has been some concern, what have you been telling them about your ability to play at the next level?
I've been telling them I can do it all. I've been telling them when I come in, you know, you're not just wasting no money on me, you know. Like, I'm coming in and giving my all. Do whatever to help the team out, honestly. If it come down to special teamwork, you know, I feel like I can help out any defense, you know, any team in the NFL defense.
Who are some people that have been instrumental in your life and football career?
My sister, she raised me, so she's been an inspiration for me. Trey Davis White, you know, we'd be talking, cornerback for the Bills. You're a really great dude, you know. You show love back. You know, you be letting me know tips and stuff like that. So, can't wait to meet him when I get in there.
Let's talk about your training. Who are you training with during this pre-draft process?
I was training with Bars Performance Center in South Florida. But I also had a DB specialist named Glenn Ford. He trained out in Atlanta, anywhere you need him. So, I Dare You Academy, that's my trainer. That's why I'm training there in South Florida.
How is your body holding up with all this extra training that you've been dedicating yourself to?
I've been holding up good. You know, that's something I was looking forward to do anyway. You know, I love working out and stuff like that. So I like doing the work, getting better, getting help with technique and stuff like that.
So when you look at the landscape of the defensive backs in the 2021 draft class, why should NFL teams take a look at you, Jerry Jacobs, and be inclined to take a chance on you?
Because I don't think no one better, you know. You got a big dude, 5'11", 208, can come up, tackle, get off blocks, can read coverage, read quarterback. And I can do it all, honestly. So I feel like whoever take the shot, I'm just going to be blessed. So we'll see how I go.
Talk to me a little bit more about your ability to be an aggressive tackler at the line of scrimmage. That's something that I've seen on film. You do not shy away from contact, Jerry. And, you know, not all secondary players have the knack to tackle out in space. That's something that you have. So why should that make you more coveted?
You know, a lot of corners don't like to tackle. All they like to do is cover. So I feel like me, Clever, and Aaron can come up and tackle. That's a boost for me. So I feel like if I can do that, some corners aren't doing it in the NFL enough. So I love tackling.
Again, Jerry, I appreciate your time. I wish you the best as you move forward.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.